there's pains, and what is in Farsi we say, what the thing is burning is needless of, I don't, of course knowledge helps, but we can listen to each other's wounds through our wounds. And this is some place that I would like to end. I know it is very romantic, very idealistic, but this is something that I've learned it from just looking and looking to Gaza and so many other struggles. Following up to what you said, exactly, there's nothing remaining for us except hope, joy, and love. And these are the things that we have to reclaim radically. And fighting with iman, with belief, regardless if the causes that we are fighting for are going to win or not. Or, yeah, that's it.
Thank you for all of you to have put that so beautifully. I would actually like to add something about what Ibrahim said before. Freedom of movement and migration struggles were a big part of the programs of the past years of ENAF. This year we've put a new focus, but we have not forgotten that it's still an important part of the activism we are doing. And especially now, some of you might heard it, especially those that work with refugees and with borders, that there is a new reform coming in the asylum system. It's called GEAS, Gemeinsames Europäisches Asylsystem. And it's getting even worse. Everything that could be worse is going to be worse. So it's even more important right now to fight on those fronts, to do what we can. And for that, I call out to all of you that on the 28th of September, there is a national demonstration in Bern for freedom of movement.
Please show
so
up.
So be there.
Show up, yeah. With your bodies, not just donate things.
Thank you so much for this addition. Looking at the time, I was thinking that maybe if you have burning questions, you might ask them now, and I think you will offer to answer them still, but also the evening and the night is still long, so maybe we can also discuss it in outside with drinks and fresh air. That was just my thought, but please still ask questions.
I just wanted to say from ENAF's perspective, from like the group that planned the program and stuff, we always like love to invite people from other places and like connect with people. But we also love to like invite local groups. And honestly, it's not a coincidence that there is not so many groups, local groups on the program this year. It's basically because there is not so many. We tried to invite like groups from the French part of Switzerland, which has a bit more, I think. So I think one thing also, when we talk about what to do, would be especially in Zurich, we need more groups, we need more organizations that do the decolonial work. And we need the organizations that exist to change and do it more. So I think that's also a task, and we would love to invite more groups, local groups next year. Maybe they are new then, or existing groups that change their, what they're doing. Yeah, that would be great.
I will actually put in this part to add that if anyone wants to participate in ENAF next year, you can just come to one of us with the stickers. Probably not me and Selma, because we will need a break after this, or go to the info stand. Are there any other questions?
Just in the front.
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say that I love you all and everything that you're doing. And it's also been really incredible to be a part of this. And yeah, I just really hope that all the white people in the room definitely move towards change. And like you were saying, with boycotting and being able to make a sustainable change in Switzerland, because it feels like there's an energy that could be really generative. But I just want to thank you. No questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think I want to...
So my name is Khalid. I'm from Sudan. Ibrahim is from Sudan. I was yesterday in the inauguration where he say something about Sudan and tell the people, those young people whom really don't understand about us. And to me, it's not a question. It's just, I feel like yesterday he don't really feel full what I expect. For example, to tell the Swiss people about what exactly the problem in Sudan between us. It is not the West people, but I really expect that he can really tell the people about what the problem exactly. For example, I am with Palestina. I will fight my life long, that the Palestinian has to have their freedom, they have to have their life and whatever. But I want to ask Ibrahim if he can, in some minutes, tell exactly what the problem in Sudan is. Thank you.
Shukran, Herr Khalid. Also, from okay, thank you very much, Khalid, for your input. But I mean, I don't think we have time left to talk about the Sudan war and revolution again in this time, but I can say like a couple of sentences. That's what I believe, what I know, that the Sudanese people, that they've been suffering since the British came to Sudan. Our people been suffering, been divided, been used for their colonial project against each other. Janubiyin, the Shimaliyin, but this is the politic of the British, the colonizer, were doing these closing zones in South Sudan, making them, turning them, giving them the Bible and turning them to be Christian, and the North Sudan to become Arabized, more Arabized and more developed than the South, and then this is very long war we're in Sudan. It's a heritage of the British, their politics. And even after, I'm not saying that the post-colonial national government were also using the military as their solution, but with the consultation of their colonizer alliances. Like they leave their party in that, so they moved, the British moved, but they have their political party in Sudan to amplify their agenda. And then because of the geographical position of Sudan, it's where is it, and the geopolitics of Sudan, that in time of resources, how is it important to Africa and to the Middle East? It is the corridor of the Middle East to Africa. They just, as I said yesterday, they don't want Sudan to be to have a democratic, social, social, peaceful, democratic state. No one needs this. I mean, the Western, the Europa, the Arab countries, the Arab governments, they don't want Sudan to have like their own democratic way, local way of governing. And in Sudan, there were like more than 3 uprisings, like since the just 5 years after the British left. Again, 3 up revolution, like October Revolution, and then the military came, and then the military used the military answer to defeat the any rebellion or any voices who are want like a palace development or something like this. They used the military, and Sudan was being governed by the military for more than 6 years. And this is and after this, I see this military conflict is happening now, or Greek or war is happening now. It's the war again. It's the people will of peace, freedom, and justice. These values were the uprising, the revolution values. But what is happening now is again is this. No one from this empire, like the capitalist world, need a democratic system in Sudan. But I'm quite sure that the Sudanese people, with the other free people of the world in Africa or wherever, they will achieve their goals. They will this fighting that's like 100 years, like in the modern history of the African fight, is happening like this. But I'm quite sure that we will never be defeated when we schaffen das, yeah.
As an information for those that missed any of the panels from the past days, they were recorded and are going to be broadcasted or already broadcasted on Radio Lora. Even if you can't listen to the time they're going to be broadcasted, you can still listen to it afterwards.
Okay. I still agree with him. We are both Sudanese. We know what really is going on there, and my thing is why we are going always to blame the Western or the European. What is our part? We are not doing our part. We are really not doing, we are doing nothing, because that the colonization still is affect us really doing, but why we don't stand up and we say, hey, stop that. That's what I wish that you can say something about it. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you are right. I mean, it's also, okay, as I said, like the British, this is how I think. This is the maybe and you think in another way. I think the all of the Sudan problem is a heritage of istimar, of the British people and the colonization. But I think also that the post-colonial national, what they say, the Hakumat Wataniya, the national government, or that they were also amplifying, they were agent of this istimar. They were like playing the role of comprador, you know what I mean? They just like taking care of their business in Sudan. But yeah, of course, because of the this colonization give us like Sudan Defense Force, this is the military, is like more stronger than the civil service. So that's why all the time they came in early morning and took the power, like the military. And the people, they put the people in the jail, and then they do this, that military emergency constitution, and then the people start to recover and to revolt again against the military. This is asking for civilian government, asking for a peaceful Sudan, calling for a peaceful Sudan between all the part of Sudan. Sudan is like a very big, it's like it have like many borders with many many African countries, and every part have special resource and special local social struggles. So it's not, yeah. I mean, yeah, yes, you are right. We can also blame the Sudanese bourgeois, but still, we say this is a colonial project. It's still happening. It's in different phases. You know what's like the Emirati now is doing. This is for me is like this is imperialist project. Expansions. They want to get all over the Sudanic belt from Mali until the Red Sea. They want to control it. This is like imperialism in a new phase. So this is how I see these things, yeah. And but we can talk like later, me and you, we are Khalid outside, and then we will find a deal.
Maybe we take one more question. To quote Kwaku, going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, we have some finishing words, and I give the mic to me too. Ibrahim has.
Yeah. I just want to ask you all in the room to support. We're having like a campaign. We're trying to build like a diaspora campaign for Sudan, a Sudanese and non-Sudanese campaign for Sudan and for Sudanese refugees like in Africa or in Europe and wherever, to support them and to support the resistance committee and the struggle of our people to achieve this freedom, peace, and justice. And please, by the way, I'm representing a group like it's called again Sudan Prize in Germany. You can, if you, it would be nice if you can Google Sudan Prize in Germany and then you follow wherever you want to, whatever social media you have or our website. And please keep talk about Sudan.
So this is the end of the informational part of the ENOF. We thank everyone, all of our guests, that you spent your knowledge and wisdom with us. Also, we want to thank you all the helpers that put their time to make all of this happen. I think we're all, from the collective, very happy how it turned out. And yeah, I guess, as I said, there will be concerts, there is still merch outside. Leave us your money so we can do this next year again. So yeah, have fun. Bye.
Thank you. Danke.
And please attend the protest on the 28th in person. Thank you.
Are you ready? Von unseren piratischen Anfängen hat sich Radio Lora seit über 20 Jahren ausgedehnt auf dem UKW. Über 300 Sendungsmacherinnen und Sendungsmacher senden im Raum Zürich 24 Stunden am Tag auf über 20 verschiedenen Sprachen. Musik, offenen Politkanal, Info, Frauenradio, Kultur, Experimentellradio.
That will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it.
Oh yeah. Dass das LoRa weiterhin ein werbfreies Radio bleiben kann, brauchen wir eure Unterstützung. Werdet Mitglied oder spendet auf Postcheckkonto 80-144-03-9. Mehr Infos und das vollständige Sendeprogramm gehen auf www.lora.ch.
Radio Lora.
Radio LoRa, das vielseitige, vielstimmige Lokalradio. Weiterhin listener supported auf 97,5 MHz.
The young gun, lock load and bust one. Champion with it like ra-pa-pa-pom-pom. Lebanon gorillas hit her even from 10 yards with little pebbles. I call it strength and arm. But when it's broadcast on Robin, they savages like Tarzan. They never give the background story, they rather jam your frequency with trickery. It headline news, it's nothing new. And if it's only half the truth, it ain't truth. Living proof that gorillas in the Philippine jungle won't stop, won't quit till the babies don't struggle. I rumble with colonization's effects on my people homes. The buck stops here with a buck to your ears. The current affairs that wear my fellow organizers out. Same machine that be right with my fellow activists south. From the comfort of a couch we make critiques of the world. While little girls in the mountains let the slug shots hurl.
Is you ready?
All day, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Megaphones up, bandana across the face, dog.
Ready?
Always, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Rifle to the sky, bandana across the face, dog.
Is you ready?
All day, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Megaphones up, bandana across the face, dog. Always, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Rifle to the sky, bandana across the face.
And teachers of Malcolm X, nooses around her neck, made Malcolm drop the little, then capitalize the X. He and them in square drum, make the big go dumb. Compel sisters in the mountains back home to grab guns. My lungs pump, Los Angeles small strong. I handle my M1 like guerrilla villagers in the Viet Cong. Ho Chi Minh trailing, your homegirl's favorite. I'm the maker of the music for the busboy and the waitress. Every blue collar hero piece, the blue scholar Gio Ayo Saba. Did you hear about the talks in the White House? Iran is now a new threat. I told you you were up next, American rampage to the rain of Middle East. Left up, jump the boogie, put a bullet inside, and let the gorillas and government collide in a fight to make the poverty disseminate. Bullets fire hella straight. Showdown in Chinatown and downtown LA.
Is you ready?
All day, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Megaphones up, bandana across the face, dog. Always, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Rifle to the sky, bandana across the face, dog.
Is you ready?
All day, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Megaphones up, bandana across the face, dog. Always, dog. Whatever you say, dog. Rifle to the sky, bandana across the face.
I'll regurg the words of drama over and over for every soldier with a go run slung over his left and right shoulder. Got the pull and triple K slang. Make change with the school books or the bang bang gang bang. Gather up the troops all on the block. Put bullet holes in the White House and connect the dots. We don't need those cops, we need the hood on lock. We need the murders of our people by our people to stop. We need our money to recycle, keep the neighborhood rich. We need to monitor the education and of our kids. We need the money to be evenly distributed out. We need Ann Coulter to shut her motherfucking mouth. Zapatista guerrilla as soon as the beat played. My rifle's a little scrappy, it's my AKK. Indigenous spear chucking on mine. My spear X these white boys out like Kevin Federline.
Hello, kids! Guess what at the time?
What kind of
This is the Mao Zedong.
No, the next one over.
Mao Zedong Bar.
Walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman, rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Island woman, rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman, rise, alamin ang yung ugat.
They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. It's some bucks up. Yo, fuck a story arc if it don't involve no matriarchs. Some mothers work from the ground up. They craft an air like ATR with the butterfly sleeves. Naka Philippine Ghana. Pag nagsalita, mga banat ay bala. Huwag magtaka kung ako ay makatabulok na sistema. Kurakot sa pera, bagsak. But we putting our heart into darkness. They putting these pigs in the office. Oh, you thinking you schooling, but you hella lost. Cause you best see the boss while I top this. But look at my eye, that she moving so cold. Can't hold a calendar, her when she glow. Flick at the wrist with the ilaw she hold. Panago sa ilaw, she dripping in gold. We pulling up in a jeepney. All of my soldiers greet me. Hand me bandanas and pull back my hammer. It's warfare when you see me. Skin you alive for my country. I live and die for my country. I kill a pig in a white hooded suit on the low for my country. They got evil plans in the devil's hands, but I don't pray cause I organize. They got new ways to impose strength, but I teach mine how to mobilize. We don't fight for the money, for the greedy, for the white man. All we want is our freedom and the right to live on our motherland. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. It's some baksak. Goddess of guerrilla warfare in every lifetime. We don't take no shit except an oppressor's lifeline. If you step out of your line, I will protect what's mine. Kahit merong rosaryo, sino magliligtas sa'yo? Puro dugo, pugut ulo, mulat sa dagat, tagamundo. Reclaim it with stars, the high and the low. These women are gods, you already know. Roots deeper than water, they're in a village. The river runs red, you'll be dead in a minute. Like Nevis Fernandez, have you beheaded? Fuck with my tribe, quickly regret it. Abani ko sa kamay, at isang mikropono sabay. At ang tapang ko, kaya nanginay. At halimaw nang sumasabay. Mga baranyo, lahat sablay. Mga rappers na puro bangkay. Tinamaan ko, lahat patay. Kaya walang mag-iingay. I got that Filipino phenotype. Kayo maging mestizo white. But give me that moreno like. That Rufio Aquino type. My lolas, they be speaking like. Those Bali songs and bolo knife. I breathe the ether, need no hype. Two tongues are sharper with the mic. I need no in my history like. From a land where greed is beeping tight. They thieve until one piece of might. Just turn to see no light. Hacienda like Aquino, right? Rodrigo vigilante type. They kill my titos left and right. With smoke and mirrors fill the night.
So let it be known, if you don't already, Pinays have always been part and parcel, if not imperative and critical to the struggle. Filipinas are no strangers to wielding our own power. Of all the privileges that exist in this world, none of which you may be a benefactor of, there is at least one you bear, and that is the privilege of having been born a Filipina. Your DNA contains building blocks made from the mud of over 500 years of resistance and survival. And when you are ready, sis, we'll be right here, right here, right here.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Nothing on us. Isang baksak.
Forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.